It is a very, 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 very big week or couple of weeks coming up at Winsport. Hockey Canada is getting set for their national team summer showcase, and very pleased to have join us on the program this afternoon our pal, the Vice President of Hockey Operations for Hockey Canada, Scotty Salmon, to talk about it. Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever been outside of an Olympic competition? Have you ever been in one place with so many high-end hockey players at one time? This is amazing.
And certainly not Canadians. And so to have all the top Canadians, all the best players in the country from 16 years old all the way up to 19-year-olds certainly is a special opportunity and a great facility and a great location here in Calgary to be able to do that. So we're excited. We got the under-17 kids arrived today.
Not much of this is new, but having them all under one house at one time is. How did you end up here, Scott? Where would the idea come to have a showcase like this?
Well, every year we certainly run these three events and independently of each other for the most part. Last year we had some crossover from under 17 to under 18. We thought that was very valuable for our under 17 players in particular to see kind of the next step in the program. And then knowing that we had the opportunity to take our under 20 camp anywhere in Canada really this year without any commitments to the event being hosted in Canada, we thought what a great opportunity to have all three programs under one roof. For our 17s to be able to see our 18s and our 18s to be able to see our 20s, to be able to share some resources with coaches, with trainers, and certainly that intermixing with the players. At the end of the day, it became a no-brainer to have the facility at Winsport here to be able to pull that off with international ice, with NHL ice, with the number of dressing rooms that you require. It just all kind of came together, and it certainly is a huge task, but I think the benefits are certainly going to be worth it.
We can talk about the individual groupings in a second, but I'm curious about the commonality and some of the things that you're able to do, even if it's just from coaching or the trainers. Where do we see the mixing? Where can we see all of the groups coming together?
Well, it's a good question, Rob. I think the biggest commonality that we can look at is, we started a theme last year called the Canadian Way. And there's a way that we want to do things with Hockey Canada, with our national teams. And that was really built around the performance of our team in Sochi. It was carried forward this year, obviously, by the World Junior team and by the World Championship gold medal team as well. So we've got great examples from those teams. And I think just that concept, that culture that we want to build to be able to have all those players and all those staff under one roof. And again, the mentorship that goes on, the expectations from our side that are, I hope, mirrored, at least started with our under 20s who've been through our program. And then you get the opportunity for a 17-year-old player to see that and understand that's what it's going to take. That's how I carry myself. That's how I prepare myself. So there is those crossovers. We have players and opportunities built in to watch, what happens on the ice in terms of practices, to be able for our under 17s and 18s to be able to watch our national under 20 team play the Russians, play the Czechs. I think that's where the real benefit is. That's where the real crossover is. We've scheduled in crossover meetings with coaches to share some ideas, to share some concepts around the way we want to play, the style of play we want to have on the ice. And then we brought in mentorship people that have been through our program and have had success to work with our trainers and our doctors and our therapists. And so there's a tremendous amount of development going on. And at the same time, these players are here to make an impression and for the 18s at least to make a hockey team and for the under 20s for the opportunity to come back at Christmas. So lots going on, a lot of great sharing and a lot of great opportunity to see players.
Scotty Salmon, Vice President of Hockey Operations for Hockey Canada, joining us. We're talking about the national team summer showcase up at Winsport. Pat?
Scott, it's Pat Steinberg. I'm curious, and just one thing that you said there and a quick clarification, because sometimes when if the World Juniors are being held in this country somewhere, it would mean that maybe there are obligations to have the summer camp there. So this isn't necessarily something you could do every year. Is that correct?
That is correct. It isn't something that we could do every year, and there are some obligations, but certainly there is a desire from our teams. For example, last year when we know we're going to be in Montreal and play the World Juniors, we want to have our summer camp in Montreal. We want our players to see that. We want our coaches to feel that, and then we go back at Christmas time and do our selection camp in Toronto. So, there is some thought put behind that, but there is also some obligations to that. So this is a unique year. We're fortunate in Canada to have the World Juniors every second year. So I would see that this, would be an undertaking that we would look at trying to do every second year. Does it mean it'd be in Calgary every second year?
Right.
I'm not sure. I think, that there'd be other cities that would be interested in hosting this event as well.
part of this is the National Junior Team Sport Check Summer Development Camp, which starts on August 1st. Scott, I'm curious, how has this particular camp for the tournament at the end of the year and into 2016, how has this camp evolved over the last number of years?
Well, it's evolved a lot. You know, it certainly went back, and I was talking to someone the other day about a camp we had in Halifax that was 10 days long back in 2003 and how that changed, and it was red versus white, and it just seemed to last forever with not a lot of a competition, to be honest with you. And so the idea of I guess 3 years ago going down to Lake Placid and taking part with the Americans and the Swedes and the Finns really, I think, drove us to the idea that we've got to have real competition in the summer. And as crazy as that sounds, in August, we need to be able to evaluate players. We need to be able to reinforce to our players what it takes to play and what it's going to take to be successful. So to bring in the Russians, to bring in the Czechs, and play those four games that we're going to play here in Calgary is huge for us from a number of different vantage points. And no one's going to make the team here in August, and no one's going to get cut from the team. But there's a real opportunity to teach and a real opportunity to open some eyes of what it's going to take to not only make the team, but to win a world championship.
So from a player perspective, what are you looking for? What are the things that you could be evaluating, knowing that it is summer hockey, so it's not quite at full speed necessarily? What are you looking for at a development camp like this?
Well, first of all, we're looking to expose players to our coaches. So when you're Dave Lowry and you're the head coach of the national junior team, you probably haven't seen a player from Quebec or from the Ontario Hockey League. So the first thing, there needs to be a comfort level for Dave with the players and for the players with Dave and what he's looking for and understanding what those expectations are. And I can't reinforce that enough. It's all about the expectations here from an organization, but also from our coaches. So we're looking at setting that stage for the players and then have them compete and just see what they're all about, learn about them as much as we can off the ice and spend time with them, and certainly get a feel for what type of player and what role they may be able to play with our team moving forward. Then you add the piece, obviously, that Ryan Jankowski does from September to December, bring him back for a short camp in December, and then hopefully, with all those pieces, you pick the right players to help you win a championship.
I know from an NHL perspective, when we go watch a Calgary Flames summer development camp, for instance, we're always cautioning, okay, well, don't buy too much into what you see in July. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into September and October. So how much true evaluation on a player-to-player basis goes into this camp, and whether it be the U-20 or any of the other selection and development camps here?
I think you got to be careful. I think the only true evaluation is with the 18s, because you got to pick a team and go to the Ivan Hlinka and try to win. At under 20, you got to be cautious, absolutely. And I think back to some of the events we've had in the summer in the past, and you got a goalie play one game in August 7th and he's not very good. Well, you can't write that guy off, not at all. And so we're cautious. We make sure that we spend some time talking about players and evaluating them. But we also understand it is August, and some players are at different stages of their preparation. Some guys have just gone through a long draft year and a development camp with the NHL team and the draft and everything that goes along with that. And so we're careful. We want players to come here. At the end of the day, we're looking for guys to compete. And it doesn't matter where you are in your training or how well you play. You can always be evaluated on how hard you compete. And I think that's the number one thing that we reinforce to the players. We're looking for guys to come here and to compete. And we'll take it from there. We'll find out what they're about, and then we'll see where they fit in terms of their skill set moving forward.
Scott Salmon from Hockey Canada, our guest, as we're talking about the National Team Summer Showcase. This is year number two for your under-17 program like this, right?
It is, yeah, it is. And certainly last year, we were really excited coming out of camp and really disappointed coming out of the event. we didn't get the performance we wanted. I think we've learned from that. We've also learned that it's an introduction, and we have three national teams, and we're playing against the Russians national team, the Americans, the Swedes. Those are countries that are pretty proud and run pretty good programs. So that's not an excuse. That's just a reality. But we're looking for more. We're looking for more from our players and our preparation ourselves, and we're going to be better, and certainly we're looking for medals. When we get into November, one of the, the focus is on making that change was to be able to make a statement earlier with our national teams to other countries, and I don't think we accomplished that. So we'll talk about that today when we got 110 kids sitting down in the Hall of Champions, and we'll talk about that today.
You look back at last year, how close were you in terms of your invites to your actual rosters? Was there, there's always a kid that that finds his way into these programs. Did you see a lot of players that you didn't invite make teams, or did you pretty much have the right group last year, Scott?
We pretty much had the right. We had three guys, the two of them which were injured and couldn't attend camp, and one player that just, you know, for, I guess, lack of a better term, kind of came out of nowhere and was a great player, and that same player now is coming under 18. So yeah. There's always got to be room, Rob. I, as much as I want kids to progress through our program from under 17 and ultimately play at under 20, we've got to save room for the late developer, the kids who come out of nowhere or surprise us, and we do that. I'm excited about those guys. And, you know, I think back to a Calgary kid that we had at our camp last year that nobody else had on their list, Jake Bean.
Yep.
And he's a pretty good player. Wasn't drafted in the Western Hockey League. He's coming to our under 18 camp again this summer. And so it goes to show you, you know, that kids develop at different times. Not everyone's going to agree on who the top guys are all the time. So we work hard at that, and we're cognizant of that. We at our under 18 roster this summer, we only have one player who didn't play under 17. So again, I think when you look at the majority, we're doing a pretty good job, and we're trying to educate kids and move them through the program.
Scotty, just a thought. So much of the attention is obviously on the players, and maybe to a lesser extent the coaches. But the other development that goes on here is you do have trainers, and I also believe, are you not bringing in some media people from different branches to kind of see how things are doing? Like, there's a lot of information sharing going on at this event, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of development. So, you know, from the trainer side, we have trainers that we bring in from our 13 branches that are here to learn, that take the information, again, how we do things, and take that back to their branches and work with their under 15 and under 16 programs. We have media relations people and content people, again, from the branches and also from the Canadian Hockey League, who are here learning, working with our athletes, developing, which really I think adds to the program. And it's a spin-off effect. Certainly we're here for the hockey, but there's a lot of other development going on. And to your point on coaches, I mean, when I look at the guys who are coaching our under 17 team, Jamie Compon coached in Portland, won two Stanley Cups, you know, in LA and Chicago as a coach. Chris Knobloch, who's been in Erie, like, those are two high-end coaches, and they're here, and they're learning, and they're giving back at under 17, and I think there's a future for guys like that. So as a player moves through the program, there's also great opportunities for coaches.
Scotty Salmon from Hockey Canada, our guest here on The Big Show. Pat?
Well, and Scott, a lot of this has been about development, and there are a lot of development things going on, but you did mention in there kind of the unique part of this camp is that there will be a selection camp for that U18 squad going to the Ivan Hlinka. It is kind of unique to have all that development and then a real selection camp at the same time.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's a balancing act. Those guys come in and they skate three times and then they play three games. They pick a team and go play. So, you know, we're talking out of one side of our mouth about the development side and understanding bringing those guys along. And at the same time, we're picking a team and trying to go win. So, you know, to me, that just adds a different element to the process. And the under 17 guys get their feet wet. You know, we talk about exposing them to our program. At under 18, we're educating them. And at under 20, those kids got to execute. So, at under 18, it's another look. They got to come in. They got to be ready. They got to be prepared. But again, I think that experience at under 17, you know, really serves them well because they know what it's all about. They know what our expectations are. We don't have to spend a lot of time teaching them. They've got to come here and they got to compete and they got to be ready to try to make a hockey team and go over and play against the best players in the world in August. And that's tough. But yeah, it's an interesting part. I like it. You know, I like that process. It's not perfect because it is, you know, such a short time period to pick a team and go over there and put it together and play. But I like it, and I think it's an important part of our program as well.
I don't know if as many people are aware of just how important this particular tournament is for Hockey Canada and the quality of hockey there is, but can you put into words just how important the Ivan Hlinka tournament is for Hockey Canada?
Well, the best way for me to describe it, there's only two opportunities and now three with the World Cup next year where you get your best players in the country. And that's the Ivan Hlinka tournament and the Olympic Games. And the Men's World Championships, we don't get our best players because some guys are still playing. The World Juniors, we have some of our best players playing in the National Hockey League and aren't available to us. So, you know, it's something that we take a lot of pride in. We've won that tournament 7 years in a row. We've won the last, you know, few Olympic games. And so to me, when we have our best players, we're pretty successful, but it is important. And people are going to say, well, yeah, you've won seven in a row. The U.S. doesn't send their best team.
Yeah.
I wish they did. But the other countries do. So it's real important for us because it's that opportunity to have our best players and hopefully have a lot of those players move through, you know, and get to under 20. But, you know, it's interesting to see what can happen when you do have all those players available to you.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not a IIHF-sanctioned event the same way the U18 was a number of months ago, yet it is still one that you put a ton of resources into.
It is. You know, in some ways it's more important because, again, who the players are available. And the under-18 serves a purpose at the World Championships as well, no question. And we get to see a lot of different players, and we've been real successful there. We're medaling, you know, the last 3 years, two bronzes and a gold. And again, without some of the top players, I think last year we had 11 players who played in the Ivan Hlinka. So, in essence, if those are your best players in the summer, you know, we were missing 11 guys. And so we did pretty well. So, you know, again, in terms of education and in terms of preparation, to have those players available to us in the summer, of which the majority are going to make up your under 20 team a year or 2 years down the road, it's critically important. And then there's some players who've played in the spring 18 World Championships who've kind of, you know, caught our attention, who maybe we wouldn't necessarily have seen. I look back at Travis Sanheim, who didn't play in the summer and played in the World Championship, was the top defenseman, and he's gone on to be a first round pick. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for those players, another opportunity for us to see players from Ivan Hlinka, and then in the spring, hopefully the same guys and a bunch of different guys added in.
Well, my final question is from that U18 World Championship that goes in the spring to the Ivan Hlinka, what continuity-wise, like what are we talking at in terms of carryover? How much can a good tournament there affect the selection process for this tournament upcoming?
Well, it certainly can. You know, and every time you get an opportunity to play international hockey, you know, it opens some eyes. And not only that, I mean, yeah, again, I look back at Travis Sanheim, is a great example, the best example I can think of, played on that Spring 18 team, came to our World Junior Selection Camp last December, and, you know, and is going to come back here at Christmas time. He wasn't necessarily on our radar. I'm not sure he was necessarily a first-round pick until he really stepped up at that tournament in the spring. So, you know, to me, as a hockey player, it's all about opportunities. So every opportunity that you get to showcase yourself, you know, and we got 192 of those kids coming here this week. Wow. You got to take advantage of that. And, you know, guys find their ways. The best players find their way. I look back at a Joe Hicketts, maybe not on a lot of people's radar, played in that spring under 18s again, played, you know, as an undrafted National Hockey League guy on our World Junior team last year, played real well, and will be a big part of our team again this year. So, you know, it's all about opportunity for me.
With Scott Salmon, Vice President of Hockey Operations for Hockey Canada, the summer showcase going on up at Winsport. Just a couple more, Scott. You bring in the Russians and the Czechs. Is there enough room for them with everybody else going around?
There is not. We've got them out at the edge. The edge has been a good partner for us. They've given us their boys and women's prep rooms out there. They're taking care of their house out there. They're using their gym, using their football field. They're doing all their practices there, and they're actually playing each other there. And it's interesting for me because they come to North America, so they're going to play us on the big ice here at Winsport, but they wanted to play on the NHL ice when they're here. And they want to play against each other on NHL ice. So great partnership with the Edge. They're going to kind of live out there and do their own thing. They'll come in and play us and go back out. So it's actually worked pretty well. And I'm looking forward to we'll get out there and watch them play on Sunday as well.
So the big one to finish off, everybody's been listening to this, and we got everybody excited about what's coming to Calgary. How can Calgarians come out and participate?
Well, we're at Winsport here, starting tomorrow on ice with 17s and running all the way through with games on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, with under 18 games and under 20 games. You can show up, you can go on our websites. The best option is to see who's playing and what ice schedule and who you want to see. But boy, if you stop by kind of, you know, towards the end of this week and into the weekend, you can go from rink A and watch under 20 to rink B and see under 18 and rink C and see your, you know, under 17 kids. So tremendous opportunity again to see the best players in the country all under one roof. A real unique opportunity.
It is very, very cool. Scotty, as always, appreciate this. Looking forward to bumping into you at the rink down there. But enjoy this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.